This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hamas said it was battling Israeli troops on the outskirts of the Gaza Strip's crowded southern city of Rafah on Wednesday after a U.S. official said Washington had halted a shipment of powerful bombs that Israel could use in a full-scale assault. More on that from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
According to an administration official, the shipment was supposed to consist of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs, with the focus of U.S. concern being the larger explosives and how they could be used in a dense urban setting. More than 1 million civilians are sheltering in Rafah after evacuating other parts of Gaza amid Israel's war and Hamas, which came after the militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The United States said it believes a revised Hamas ceasefire proposal may lead to a breakthrough in negotiations, with talks resuming in Cairo, Egypt on Wednesday. And the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports that Russian attacks aim to cripple Ukraine's power network.
Russian forces have unleashed a nighttime barrage of more than 50 cruise missiles and explosive drones at Ukraine's power grid, targeting a wide area in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a massive attack. The bombardment blasted targets in seven Ukrainian regions, including the Kyiv area and parts of the south and west, damaging homes and the country's rail network, authorities say. Three people, including an eight-year-old girl, were injured, according to officials. The attacks drained Ukrainian air defenses of ammunition as Kyiv's depleted forces await delivery of the latest batch of promised Western military support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the Olympic flame arrives in France ahead of the 2024 Paris Games. This is VOA News. A court in Pakistan granted a request on Wednesday by the wife of former Prime Minister Imran Khan to be moved to jail, her lawyer said, instead of the house arrest ordered by the government. In her petition to the Islamabad High Court, Bushra Bibi had accused authorities of violating her privacy and serving contaminated food in her home cell, which she and her lawyers said was dominated by men, a charge the prison staff has denied. Rescuers have been rushing to evacuate people stranded by devastating floods across the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, leaving many dozens dead and thousands homeless. Reuters' Laila Shayaroki reports.
The deluge has left at least 90 dead and over 150,000 homeless, with many desperate survivors seeking food and basic supplies. Relatives waited at the shore of the Guaiba River in the state capital of Porto Alegre to find their loved ones on the boats that brought rescued people from flood-hit areas. Taina Silva is still waiting for news on her husband.
My daughter won't stop crying. There are firefighters there, but they say they can't do anything from there, so I should come here and ask the firefighters here if they can save my husband there.
The flooding has made rescue efforts even tougher, with dozens of people still waiting to be evacuated by boat or helicopter from rain-stricken homes.
That was Reuters' Laila Shahrukshahi reporting. TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance said they filed suit in U.S. federal court seeking to block a law signed by President Joe Biden that would force the divestiture of the short video app used by 170 million Americans, or ban its use, Reuters' Diane To reports.
The companies filed their lawsuit in a Washington, D.C. federal court on Tuesday, arguing that the legislation violates the U.S. Constitution on free speech protections, among other grounds. The law, signed by President Joe Biden on April 24th, gives ByteDance until January 19th to sell TikTok or see the app banned in the U.S. In the lawsuit, the companies complained that the government's singling out of the platform is unprecedented. They say there was no question that the move will, quote, force a shutdown of TikTok by January 19, 2025, silencing the 170 million Americans who use the platform to communicate in ways that cannot be replicated elsewhere.
That was Reuters' Diane To reporting. The documentary about the Beatles just before the band's breakup in 1970 hits screens again for the first time in decades. It's called Let It Be. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.